In the lunchtime edition, police probing an apparent suicide in St. Philip, the victim, a 37-year-old man. A social worker and men's rights activist concerned about how males are handling stress. Companies await the decision on the power company's request for a rate hike, which could affect the cost of doing business and the prices for some. Farmers also warn of the implications of any significant electricity rate hike. A third protest march being planned over proposed changes to the NIS and the pensions. Florida hit by flooding and power outages as Hurricane Idalia batters that part of the U.S. As Hurricane Franklin approaches Bermuda. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. A 37-year-old St. Philip man was found dead at his home this morning in circumstances which indicate he took his own life. The police say they received a call about 7 a.m. of the death at Shrewsbury Garden. Inspector David Gooden, who is in charge of the District C police station, spoke to journalists at the scene.
This morning, about 07:30 hours, personnel at District C received a report of an unnatural death at Shrewsbury Gardens, St. Philip. As a result, personnel responded quite promptly, and on their arrival, they discovered, upon entering the home of that particular individual's residence, the lifeless body of a male who we can say is 37 years of age. As a result of that, the doctor was notified and pronounced death. At this stage, we're treating it as an unnatural, and further investigations will be conducted in this regard.
Police Inspector David Gooden, the president of the Men's Empowerment Network support group Fabian Sargent, is calling for more community initiatives to help men cope better with stress. He believes many men lack the coping skills to deal with their issues at home and elsewhere.
Many times it is extremely difficult to move these individuals or even to motivate them or get someone motivate them to get that assistance. And you would imagine you just can't go and take up somebody out the house and say, come on, let me go this way, you know. So maybe we need to look at some systems nationally in terms of how do we then reach these individuals who express, who may reach out for help, but due to the institutionalized stigma associated with the psychiatric hospital, do not want to attend, you know. We need to maybe look at some more community initiatives. We have the mental health nurses maybe a lot more active in the community. We have to find solutions, or not we're going to end up with a lot more suicide.
The president of the Men's Empowerment Network, Fabian Sargent. This country's business community awaits the decision on the Barbados Light and Power Company's request for a rate hike, which could have implications for the cost of doing business and therefore prices. The Fair Trading Commission yesterday concluded a second round of public hearings on the Power Company's request for an 8.7% rate hike, and a decision is pending. The president of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, James Clark, tells Starcom Network News companies are waiting on that ruling. He notes there are various rate structures and the impact will depend on that decision.
And so depending on what the proposed increases are in each of those and the way that they're calculated, until those numbers are finalized and agreed upon, you know, at this point it would just be conjecture or possibility or projection that it may be in this range. But as I said, each, depending on how much power a business uses and what they do, yes, it could have a significant impact.
The president of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, James Clark. Meantime, the chief executive officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Ball, says any rate hike will immediately increase the costs of operations for farmers.
This in itself in an environment in which, you know, there's a whole pressure on prices to try to keep them in control. And that would have, of course, a kind of a cost-plus effect. And that, instead, we reduce the operating margin for our farmers. It certainly, any increases right now would make the cost of farming operations less profitable. And even farming as an investment even becomes less attractive. So it's going to have consequences if the increased amount that farmers have to pay in terms of their light bills goes up to any significant degree.
The CEO of the BAS, James Paul, in the lunchtime edition. Several groups led by the Unity Workers Union, who are upset about the proposed changes to the national insurance scheme, are set to protest for a third time on Saturday coming at 10 a.m. General Secretary of the Unity Workers Union, Caswell Franklin, believes the proposed changes are unfair.
We are not happy. I've been on a lot of our business, are not happy. We want this thing repealed because if we allow the government to continue to take excessive action against us, we are going to continue to march until the government repeals these amendments to the National Insurance and Social Security Act. They are not in the best interest of Barbadians, and they're not in the best interest of people who work and paid money into the fight. First of all, government took up the funds and for purposes that they were not intended for.
General Secretary of the Unity Workers Union, Caswell Franklin. Hurricane Idalia has made landfall in Florida with winds of 110 miles per hour and potentially life-threatening conditions. There has been one confirmed death after a driver lost control of his vehicle in Paso County during heavy storm conditions. Some areas of the state have been hit with flooding, and nearly 280,000 people are without power as the storm tears through, and residents are warned to be careful of downed power lines. More in this report from NBC News.
The local authorities have said that once wind speeds here reach 45 miles an hour, they wouldn't be able to help you. We're well past that point now. And at this point, tens of thousands of people are without power in this part of Florida. There have been parts of Florida here that are starting to be devastated by the wind speed. Here in Perry, which is still 20 miles inland, the concern here is for the wind speed, and extensive property damage is expected. Again, this could be an unprecedented storm, such a major hurricane hitting this part of Florida.
That report from NBC News. Meantime, flights into Bermuda have been canceled as Hurricane Franklin, the first major storm for the 2023 Atlantic hurricane season, moves closer towards the island. The Miami-based National Hurricane Center, in its bulletin this morning, described Franklin as a large hurricane, adding that tropical storm conditions are expected in Bermuda later today. Our top stories. Police probing an apparent suicide in St. Philip. The victim, a 37-year-old man. A social worker and men's rights activist, meantime, is concerned about how mills in this country are handling stress. Companies await the decision on the power company's request for a rate hike, which could affect the cost of doing business and prices for some. And farmers also warn of the implications of any significant electricity rate hike. A third protest march being planned over proposed changes to the NIS and pensions. Flooding and power outages in Florida as Hurricane Idalia batters that part of the U.S. At least one death already reported. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Net's news.